11:58. It is lunchtime with the invasion. Thank you so much for joining us here today and having your lunch with us. I see Ham in the background gnawing down, eating his lunch. And you can join us also. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. We'll talk some Mavs at 12:30. We flipped our NFL segments. We'll talk about the franchise tag and fifth-year options coming up here at 12:10. But, again, we want to thank everyone for joining us at TicketStock. Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, TicketStock 2024. It was a fun time. I know, Matt, you were pretty excited about the roundtable with Mike Modano.
Yeah.
And
he was awesome.
He really was, man. And
he's always been
so nice and so cool to everyone around. And that guy's a stinking legend. Hall of Famer, is about to have a statue outside of the AAC. And he's a regular dude. And it was funny just listening to him kind of talking during the breaks when he can kind of let his hair down a bit. And then right when the mics were on, then he would go back into Mike Modano mode. And it was really cool to hear the conversations that we were having in those 5 or 6 minutes where we were on break. It was awesome.
Yeah, and he handles it so well. I mean, because we're all 10 of us are up there with Mike Modano, and he's getting questions from over here and me and then somebody on the other side and just one after another. And he just sits there and just kind of hangs out and answers them. It was really cool.
Yeah,
really
a couple of times he was trying to identify the voice who spoke to him. And I know he knows Bob and Corby's voice and all that. So he kind of looked at them when they said something. But everyone else, he would almost kind of look just straight ahead. Kid did kind of the same thing. You know, you're getting questions from Pepper from all over the place. And you don't know where. You just kind of look ahead. That was cool to have Deron Bland there. He was really nice. I didn't get a chance to be on a round table with him, but I did get to talk to him for a minute or two, and he was a nice guy. And Peyton Yeager from Fox 4 was there, on the round table with the Hardline Boys. And, she stayed for the whole entire, Tom Waits's performance.
Yeah, she hung out for a few hours afterwards.
I wonder if she knew what the heck she was getting herself into. Like, I don't know if she knew what ticket stock was.
Yeah,
but
her boyfriend were hanging. I talked to them for a bit, talked to him for a bit as well. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, it was fun. But afterwards, I know a lot of people were trying to see, okay, what are we going to do after ticket stock? And I know quite a few people went to one place, but it's not often Kid gets to town and he had his girl with him. And it was the first time we've hung out with her. I've met her once before, but not had a chance to, go out and hang afterwards. So afterwards, we met them at their hotel. They were staying in Richardson. And then we went to go get something to eat.
At the Como in Richardson, up there off 75.
No, I don't know what the Como
is.
Okay,
never mind then.
Is that an hourly hotel?
It's like lower than Motel 6 or something. Yeah.
No.
I don't even know if it's still there anymore. It probably got torn down.
You know, maybe it was on the list of Cumulus hotels to stay, but they checked that off and then they, instead of, I think it was the Renaissance over at the, in Richardson. I had never been around that area before. So, we went over there. Twig was with me. We met them and we were just going to walk to this, is a restaurant, like right there, an Italian restaurant that was right across the street. But he said, man, I went there for lunch. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
All the times he's been to town, he wants to go to Papa Do's.
Really?
And there's one in Richardson. All right. So let's go to Papa Do's. And we did. And the hotel shuttle took us up there. Very nice. And as soon as we got out, man, there's two ladies walking out. And sometimes, usually when we go to a restaurant, hang out with Kid, it takes a few minutes for people to kind of say, is that, I don't know. Like, they're trying to see if that's him or not, because his traditional look is the high-top fade, and that's not there
anymore.
So, I don't know, maybe. But I think with the progressive commercials, that it's not even a thought now. Now, they're in the limelight. They've been on all these football games, and they had the commercial during the Super Bowl. So as soon as we got off the shuttle, man, and we were about to walk up the stairs to the restaurant, two girls came out, and, oh, hey! And then she's like, well, I'm going to get a picture. Like, people get really aggressive when it's time to picture time and all that. Now, it doesn't hurt that he has a sweatshirt with his face on it. You know, it's
if
not
you're
gonna,
not sure if it's me, it is indeed
right,
me.
You just look down right here and you can see me on there. And just the aggressive nature of people wanting to get the picture, so much so that there was a table of about 10 ladies inside because we had to wait about 15, 20 minutes for a table.
Like, sit with us.
No, not sit with us. It was one of the ladies' birthday, I guess. And one of the ladies just grabbed him by his arm and said, hey, come say birthday, happy birthday to our friend. And just was kind of dragging him over there. It's like, you know,
I'm here having dinner.
Just kind of chill out. And we were, as a matter of fact, we were walking to the table. They told us our table was ready. And we were walking the opposite way to go to the table, and she kind of pulled him over to the table so he could say something to them. But his girlfriend was so accommodating as far as, you know, all right, yeah, no. If,
yeah.
You know, not.
Do what you got to do.
Right. And he was, you know, he was feeling pretty good. We know kid can handle it, but sure. he wasn't at a 100% battery. Let's put it like that. He yeah, needed to be charged up a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've, and he probably took, man, seriously, 40 pictures.
Amazing.
Up there from the wait staff, the hostess. We were sitting on a bench waiting to be seated and just walking out. Hey, man, picture. Okay. And he's accommodated everyone, but it's that aggressive nature of trying to get the photo for someone if you're walking out of a restaurant was pretty eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he wanted me to, you know, play bodyguard or whatever, because I'm pretty sure they would be afraid of me.
You just forearm him,
yeah,
guy
hey,
in the
hey,
face.
No. Hey. Or if I charged $20 for each photo.
You should have.
But then I would go back on him.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't know.
He was charging for pictures.
No, but it wasn't him. It was this other guy with him just kept putting it in his pocket.
I think just for a hot second, they may look over at me. Is that play? No, hell no. There's no way. That's him.
You should have said somebody, I don't know. Do you look like anyone?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know what I used to always get when I was in school? Spike Lee. But I feel like I don't look like Spike Lee anymore. It was just the glasses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I know the Urkel thing. Maybe you could get away with that.
Now?
Nobody knows what he looks like now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just be like, oh, yeah. I'm
I think
older.
I may be offended by that right now.
No, I'm saying, I don't know. What does he look like now? He could be smoking hot.
I mean, what I get now is like, man, is that Denzel? Or is that Idris Elba? You know, stuff like that. I'd say, no, you know, not really. What? No?
Is that Denzel?
Not really. No.
Is that Taye Diggs?
In your dreams.
Yeah, let's add Taye Diggs to that.
Oh, my God.
No, but it was a fun time, man. And we it took a long time to be seated and get dinner. And by the time we did that and we were in separate cars, I was going to see if I can catch up with everyone. And I don't know how long you guys hung out after ticket stock, because I probably left the building about 8 o'clock. And, man, we didn't get done till 11:15, 11:20, something like that, like back to the hotel.
See, I think that was about the time I rolled into my house. It was like 11:15. We probably left at 10:45 or so from Plano.
Yeah, because a group of us went to a place in Plano and another group went down in the Lakewood area, I think. And I didn't know where everybody was going, but like, well, this one's on the way home if we stop in Plano. I didn't flight going down, you know, into Dallas and then driving back up this direction to Carrollton where we live, so. But it was fun, man. I mean, there were several of us. Like, you guys were there. Sean was there. A couple other. Ham was there. So, yeah, it was a good time afterwards. But that's what was so wild is after we're done and the time wasters are done and you gather your stuff and then everybody just wants to talk to you. And it's like another 30 to 45 minutes, you know, before you could actually walk out of the event center. But it was a fun night. Had some good chats afterward. Somebody, this group of four women was sitting up at the bar, and one of them wrote on a napkin and put it up against the glass, is the guy in the green hat single?
Oh, look at you!
And I didn't even see
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Pulling!
I think somebody, it might have been Sean, came over and goes, hey, read that. And I just started laughing. I was like, well, I gotta go talk to him.
You said for the next couple of months!
So, no, cause she was with me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she was not literally there.
Well, you know.
No, but
for
I walked over to
the next couple of months.
I talked to him for a bit, and they had no idea what was going on. They're like, why are you guys all wearing this thing with the, and they're like, what's that? And I was like, it's a radio station.
You know, I'm kind of famous.
Yeah.
Is that how you threw it down?
Listen to the invasion? And I just left their table. Nothing wrong with that. I didn't have four birds, so I could only double bird two of the four women. No, but
that's when you should have done what I would usually do. Send a drink over to the table, but just one. Sip and pass. No. I'm not buying anything for everybody. Just one. So now that we've had the shift change, we have Lando and yeah. Ham. And hey. Ham, you have to be commended, my man. I know they're going to talk about this all day, but your drumming
yeah,
at ticket stop.
Yeah, you can
play
some drums, man. My
it's really
God.
Good, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And he was the encouraging word for me right before we went on, because I was like, hey, man,
you got to let me know when to come in and all this other stuff. Give me a head nod or something. It's like, you got it. I'm not doing anything. You got it. Don't sweat it.
I mean, and, he, you know, it's like John Bonham up there on stage.
You're so,
like,
this you're is so mean. Crazy. You're so mean to me, Mr. Ham. But no, dude, you sounded great.
For real.
Real good.
I had no idea you were an elite level drummer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was awesome.
And Lando.
Hey.
Besides me giggling at Travis, the song that you guys did, it was really fun, man.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was fun to loosen up, have a little fun with it. Ham was on the drums. It was a fun time. I had a great time. My favorite thing at Ticket Stock was a dude asked me for directions while standing in front of my picture. Like, he saw me on the wall, and then he goes, hey, man, do you know where I can buy beer?
You should have been like, let me text Matt real quick.
That's okay, Lando. The other Travis got recognized as me me.
Really?
So, yeah.
I will say, and this, it's always like this, but anytime, I mean, it happened at the 30th anniversary, but.
It's not that funny.
I can't stop laughing at you, Travis. So great.
When we all get to hang out like that, it's just, it's really cool. Cause we don't all get to hang out like that. You know, cause yes, we're coworkers and we work together, but.
We never see the hard line.
Yeah. And so for all of us to always be there with everybody is always so much fun to just all be together as a group.
Kind of gave
that.
You a little reminder about Vegas, hanging out in Vegas
like that.
And doing
That's
that.
Always
and
nice.
Those times that we all do get to hang out, it's pretty special. The next time will be the Camp Hound, and then we'll do it again at Summer Bash. And yeah, it's always fun. It's 12-10.
May and June.
Yeah. Lunchtime with the Invasion going on as we speak. So thank you for having lunch with us.